to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are with our once a week overview, our chance to probe into the big stories, the top topics of the week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com, whose editor and publisher is Michael Harrison. He's here with us to go through the top 10 stories, the top topics, and we're going to, I'm always interested in words, as you know, Michael. The word parse here comes into my mind because we often hear people talk about the word. Remember, this gets started when Bill Clinton was focused on is and the meaning of is and parsing that from whatever other thing is might mean other than is. So taking apart the stories and understanding what they mean conversationally, there are a lot of different spins. That's why we have such an exciting format here, the News Talk Radio format, which is what we review, both on radio and television and the so-called new media, the proliferation of conversation that sometimes is political, but not always, as is reflected by the list, the research done by the folks at Talkers to find out what really is going on these stations with the hosts and the programs around the country that are monitored by Michael and his staff. So we're going to go through them. We'll start with number 10 and sort of see. I know you're a big sports fan. So at number 10, the Major League Baseball season opening up, the Final Four, and the conversation that Mike Francesca, who is somebody that I guess is a friend, I say that with quotation marks around it. He's been at a number of your Talker seminars. He created quite a stir this week, did he not?
Yeah, a baseball player took paternity leave, and he mentioned it. So did some other people on his radio station in New York, WFAN, Boomer Esiason, who's pretty well known nationally, and his partner Craig Carton in the morning. They also got caught in this, and it got quite a coverage in the press. Talking about a Major League Baseball player took paternity leave for a couple of days while his wife had a baby, and they all mentioned that, hey, this is baseball. You know, I could see you missing one game, but, you know, enforcing this paternity leave law as an employee shouldn't apply to baseball players. You should be embarrassed doing that. And it caused a big stir among, you know, it's obviously a controversial topic that transcends sports. And it's an example of how sports talk can transcend sports and deal with issues that could easily be discussed on general talk radio.
Well, I think it was, frankly. I heard terms used like knuckle dragger. Francesca didn't have a very progressive approach to it, and most of the men that I talked to, actually, Michael, this week on my Good Day radio program during the week, were in agreement with the fact that this player took the 3 days off, thought it was appropriate. Interesting, one of the female members of the Klan didn't agree. It became a whole discussion not only about what's going on in baseball, but paternity leaves. That's one of the great things about this format. You can get started with one thing and a focus on one thing, and then it balloons out into the whole discussion, in this case, of whether or not men should have the same amount of paternity time off as women have for their maternal involvement when a baby is born.
And you see, I would personally think that it depends upon the circumstances of the household, who the primary caregiver is. There are many stay-at-home husbands today, and the roles, the traditional gender roles in terms of the family structure have changed over the years. So there is something to be said for, you know, in some cases, men having exactly the same customs in dealing with this law as women do, but you know, let's be real. Baseball players are not the same in terms of somebody who maybe works in a factory or works in a regular job. They're very wealthy. They make millions of dollars. They can afford to have help. They can afford to have nannies, nurses, housekeepers. It's a bit of a different situation. And there are different professions that have different requirements and different expectations. So, I mean, it's not completely outrageous that this would be controversial. I have to defend Mike Francesa and the other hosts there for really expressing something that the average person might express in the privacy of their own friendships and conversations. You're like, he has to take 3 days off when the baby's healthy and the wife is okay. And here it's opening day and the fans are expecting, you know, the team to do well, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's an interesting conversation, wouldn't you say?
I think it's a fascinating conversation, a great way for us to look at things other than the usual political stuff and to examine our standards and mores in America and how they are changing, especially with men now focused on this. It was when you and I were kids, I remember teaching school in the late 60s, early 70s, and one of the ladies got pregnant and had a baby, and her husband was also teaching in the same school, and he had, it was just something that was introduced into the legalities of the union agreements, and 8 weeks was called for as a paternal. You get 6 months if you're a mother and 8 weeks if you're a father, and this guy took the 8 weeks. And it was the first time it was done, and a lot of people were uncomfortable with it for some of the same reason that Francesca enumerated, but yet it's now become part of the standard. And as you suggested, maybe it's an individual thing, but with our thinking in America today of wanting uniformity and unions and lawyers and all these other things, you could understand that there would be all kinds of discrimination lawsuits if the company says, well, this applies to you over there, but it doesn't apply to you over here. How the heck do you explain that?
When you bring in the law, when you suddenly, you know, document and you know, make laws about social customs, they have to be even-handed. That's where people who don't want too much government involvement in things, you know, that's one of their points, is that the law, in its need to be even-handed, can't always understand the spirit of the law, can't always understand the nuances of the sociological things that the law is supposed to be, you know, enforced for protecting. And as a result, laws are often abused, or aspects of their enforcement seem ridiculous when looked at in specific cases. That's why it's good to be very careful about what you make, you know, code and law.
Yep.
On the other hand, it's understandable. I mean, there are injustices that people have to be protected. So this is an ongoing struggle, and it's certainly worth talking about. It's very sociological, and it is political, too.
Good stuff on News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, is here as we review the top 10 stories this week on the Talk Countdown.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
The discussion of the top hits in talk radio in the countdown. Michael Harrison is here, who is the big honcho at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number 9 this week, a lot of discussion about the film Noah, which opened last week, and the wonder whether it's stuck to the Bible or whether it's heresy or whatever it is. Michael, what have you heard about it?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to seeing it because it looks like a pretty entertaining film. And I believe Russell Crowe plays the part of Noah.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite actors. And it looks like a real spectacle. When I was a kid, I remember being really, really influenced by the Ten Commandments, Cecil B. DeMille's movie. I must have seen it 100 times.
Really?
And oh yes, I loved that film. And partially because it inspired me spiritually, because and partially because it was like a science fiction movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that made it so exciting as a kid, I wasn't raised in a very religious family, so there wasn't a lot of that kind of stuff going on. But what I found fascinating about the Ten Commandments as a kid, we're talking I was 8 or 9 years old, was that it was a science fiction movie that was true. In other words, because this was made by Cecil B. DeMille and it was Hollywood, and you know, in the late 50s, Hollywood was the standard of truth, and we believed what we saw on the silver screen. It was, and yet it had all these wild, you know, things happening, all these supernatural things going on, you know, floods and Red Sea opening up, and locusts and plagues and fire from the sky. That it was the most amazing thing, because here as a kid, you're watching something, and unlike all the other wild movies with supernatural stuff, this one was true. So it really had an impact on me. Now, the reason I tell you that story is because there's a lot of controversy over the interpretation of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had a movie like that in years. And today, with people being so much so more outspoken about their interpretation of religion and talk radio and conversation shows and all of that, it's very hard to make a movie about the Bible, have it on the big screen, have it meet today's standards of entertainment, and not have people take issue with the word of the Bible, the truth, the interpretation. So there has been tremendous criticism about the interpretation of this movie.
Yep.
And how accurate it is.
All right, tied with that at number 9, the latest from the search for Flight 370, some more items have been spotted, but none of them are associated with a plane, as has been the case. A big criticism in most of the discussion that I've heard, other than how much money is being spent to look for this plane that may not even be in the ocean, is the way that CNN and other news outlets have covered this. Interesting how, again, the news media gets to be part of the story, Michael.
Well, the news media has really latched on to this because it's a mystery, and the criticism here is of the news media taking advantage and milking a story like this. When you know, for a story to be journalistic, it has to move forward, and this story has not moved forward for a very long time.
No, it's going nowhere.
And yet the media has played it and played it and played it. Mm. It'd be like a newspaper playing the same story on the front page every day,
over
and not rewriting it.
Right. All right, number 8 and number 7 coming right up here as we continue to look at the top 10 items on the Talkers Countdown this week.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time now to continue our overview of the top topics of the week in talk radio and on talk television, courtesy of the expertise and the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com along with Talkers Radio. A lot of interesting radio programs are there that are uniquely part of talkers.com and Talkers Television. That's a whole industry that Michael has put together. The mainstay built around the issues that are being discussed, and that's what this review is about. We've done number 10, which is the season opening for the Major League Baseball teams. Number 9, the discussion about the film Noah, and a little conversation about the airliner that still hasn't been found. I don't know how much time this needs. This goes on every spring. Number 8, the tensions between the North and the South in Korea. The South gets all worried and worked up about missile launches. Much ado about nothing, Michael.
Whenever I sit down with an expert on foreign affairs, a real expert, I'm always amazed at how thin the discussion of foreign affairs in the media is and how little Americans know, including myself. I'm sure that the troubles between North and South Korea are quite complex and certainly much ado about something, but it just seems to go on and on. And foreign affairs is very interesting, how we really don't know it the same way citizens in other countries know about what's going on in the world as Americans. So, well, South Korea tensions, number 8, and let it suffice to say there's a lot going on there, but most of us don't fully get it.
Well, I think that goes into the discussion that might stem out of this. One of the great things about, as we were talking about with the baseball issue, is how many things can come out of this discussion. One of them is how horrible our school system is and how we've dumbed down everybody. Why wouldn't this be an important part of understanding what's going on in the world? Where are these countries? I mean, remember when the Iraq war started? Most of the people you talked to didn't even know where Iraq was.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, don't even get me started on that. I mean, I saw some coverage on major networks on television about the beginning of the Iraq war. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how much time we have, but there was one thing that just stands out in my mind. One of the morning news shows, I think it was ABC's Morning News, Diane Sawyer, was interviewing school children in Iraq several days before the war broke out, the second war, when we were about to invade. And she was talking to the children about, you know, do we ever wonder why our people can't get along?
Yeah.
Why our people can't get along, as if we were going to war against the Iraqi people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching this on television, and we were going to war supposedly to liberate the Iraqi people.
Yeah, right.
And I was screaming at the television going, what are you telling these kids? And what are you broadcasting to the public?
Mm-hmm.
This is wrong. You're misinterpreting the whole purpose of this war. And then it went downhill from there. We never understood what that was about.
All right. Speaking of understanding and going downhill, let's spend a minute on the congressional Benghazi hearings, which continued this week. Number 7 on the charts has to do with the finger pointing and who may have been. Mike Rogers comes into the scene this week, the congressman who's retiring to get a job as a talk radio host. Apparently, he may have been behind part of the cover-up.
Do you think that he's leaving his position because he doesn't want to be exposed? Well, or do you think he's leaving his position because he somehow thinks the grass is greener on this side of the fence?
I don't know. Maybe there's a little of both. There's a interesting story about another host in Hartford who used to be the governor of Connecticut.
Yeah, John Rowland is in trouble again.
Yeah, he's leaving his job as a talk radio host because he may have been inappropriately using campaign funds.
I mean, look, I don't know the reasons why Rogers is quitting after 7 terms and is going to take a job as a talk show host, but how does it make you feel that a guy that is running the Senate Intelligence Committee, I mean, the Congress Intelligence Committee, this guy is a major player in United States government intelligence. How does it make you feel that he's leaving that to become a talk show host?
There you go. That's a question we'll ponder for a while. We're pondering all the questions, the top 6 items in the story column from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine as we continue here with Michael Harrison on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 33 after the hour now as we continue our overview from the perspective of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the website where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television is, and the Bible of news and information that pertains to Talk Radio hosts, stations, the issues of the week. And that's what the chart is, top 10 items. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. We are at number 6, just a review. Number 10, the opening of the Major League Baseball season and the final four, the NCAA activities, sports talk radio in general. Number 9, the discussion of Noah, the film, and continuing conversation sort of tied with that is the discussion of where the Malaysian Airlines plane is. Number 8, North-South Korea tensions. Number 7, the discussion of the Benghazi hearings and yada, yada. There's now time for us to get from number 6 to number 1. Number 6 is the discussion of global warming. I'm going to throw a curve at you, Michael.
You're going to ask me what the temperature is in Celsius.
No, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a theory that has arisen out of my discussion on my Good Day radio program this week with this issue in the focus. The UN issued a report on global warming and the dire consequences of it. And one of the talk radio hosts that I heard discussing this as I was traveling in my car this week and up and down the coast, the eastern seaboard, I heard a discussion of this from the point of view of methane gas that comes out of cows. Now, you know that I'm a farmer. I'm a dairy farmer. So this is something that I pay a lot of attention to. And this fellow theorized that the reason that the that this whole discussion this week about the EPA and global warming has come together with a new rulemaking from the FDA that suggests that farmers ought not to be feeding their cows brewer's grain because it may have something in it that might affect the food chain. There is no incident, no complaint, no evidence that anything has ever happened to a cow who has eaten brewer's grain, but the FDA wants to make a rule that would require brewers to dry the grain and bag it, which would put every small and medium-sized brewer out of business. Also, the amount of money that farmers save. I use brewer's grain on my farm to feed my animals. They are dairy cows, and they do very well. They thrive on it. So for the FDA to say we need to investigate this and stop brewers from giving the brewery grain to the farmers smacks to me like another way of trying to put, Obama has said this on a number of occasions, and so have his people. They want to put farmers who are doing dairying out of business because of the methane gas and how it affects the environment. So this is just another way to chase farmers out of business because they can't afford $300 a ton for grain. This is free. It works well. And the cows enjoy it. Plus the fact they never said anything about the beer that's made from the same hops and grains. The beer, if it's no good for the cows, how can the beer that comes from it be any good for humans?
Mm. Well, one thing, they should make sure the cows don't drive after they after they have this grain.
That's true. I get too serious.
What the heck is brewer's grain?
Brewer's grain is what's left over after you...
Leftover grain.
It's left over from... They use grain. That's how beer is made, by using grain, and the grain is cooked, and what comes out of it is what makes the flavor. So they use different kinds of grains for different flavors of beer. So it's all cooked. It's boiled. So whatever is in there would be cooked out of it if there were impurities to begin with. I mean, the thing that they put forth is asinine, but it does focus on how, when you put the two and two together, this talk host really made a lot of sense. And
well,
so here we have...
You should do a show about these things. You should do a farm show.
I think we could go to talkers.com, Talkers Radio, and you would find the weekly program that I do called The American Family Farmer, and you can be sure this issue is going to come up really soon. Anyway, meanwhile, back, I don't know if you have anything else to say about number six, the global warming debate, or we should...
Well, I don't know what the farm grain has to do with global warming.
Well, it has to do with the production of methane gas, which is, according to these people, destroying the atmosphere. That's why I put it together, because it's the FDA and the administration trying to put the farmer out of business because the gas that comes out of the cows is ruining the atmosphere.
See, the cows release a lot of emissions, don't they?
Not any more than you and me, actually. I mean, when you get right down to it, there are a lot more humans than there are cows, and there's a lot more gas coming out of us than coming out of them.
I've heard jokes about cows and methane, but I guess now it's being taken seriously.
Well, by people who haven't got a clue about reality, it is, yeah, right.
Wow.
All right, so anyway, shall we keep going?
What a guess.
Yeah, very good. Number five, Paul Ryan, the congressman who was the vice presidential candidate with Mitt Romney, and is considered by many Republicans to be the expert when it comes to the budget, has announced some cuts. That's raised some concerns. What have you heard?
Paul Ryan is certainly, you know, one of the more conservative, let's cut back, members of the Republican Party in terms of that debate. He sort of came and went as a blip on the radar screen when he ran for vice president. I mean, I wonder how many people would remember, if you were to ask 100 people who ran for vice president in the last election. I wonder how many would remember Mitt Romney.
Hmm.
And I wonder how many would know who Joe Biden is at this point.
You know, it's so interesting. I heard this week, I have often disagreed with Ann Coulter on a lot of things, but I've lately begun to think that she makes a lot of sense. She said on one talk program I heard this week that that Mitt Romney ought to be the candidate in 2016. Maybe that's something we save for number three, but it's really very, it's an interesting speculative point of view.
Well, because of some of the problems that Obama has run into, and this is obviously a higher number on our list, but you brought it up, because of a lot of the problems he's facing, and, you know, by the middle of the second term, presidents can appear rather ragged. Suddenly, Mitt Romney is looking better by comparison, and he could become like the Nixon of the Republican Party again. He could be reconstituted and brought back, because time sometimes makes people look better after, you know, events prove them to either be right or not so wrong.
Look at how good Bush looks now. I never thought I'd say that after looking at this guy for 6 years who's in there. All right, let's keep moving. Number four, This is very controversial. The Supreme Court ruled once again, many people think, a lot of talk radio hosts have been all over this, been very polarizing because on one hand there's a free speech issue, on the other hand there is money galore that will influence people in their voting. So the Supreme Court, after the Citizens United ruling a few years ago, came under tremendous criticism, as they have this week, for their allowing more money to be thrown at campaigns from very rich people.
Yeah, it's a problem, because there's no question that money and the influence of money in American electoral politics really does take away power from the average citizen. It does. There's no question about it, and that it has corrupted politics. On the other hand, to make laws against giving money is to prevent people from expressing themselves politically in a way that capitalism would expect, and that is through the use of putting your capital where your mouth is or where your voting is. So it's very controversial, and philosophically, it's not easy to come up with a compromise.
Nope. All right. The number 3, 2, and 1 issues of the week will be before us as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 17 and a half before the hour. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com is here with us.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve this... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop this... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Mom, you text so
so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com as we review the charts for the week of March 31st to April the 4th, 2014. We have covered Major League Baseball at number 10, the NOAA film at number 9, the Korean tensions at number 8, the congressional Benghazi hearing at 7, global warming at 6, Paul Ryan's budget cuts at 5, the Supreme Court campaign donation ruling at 4. Now we're up to the politics of the midterm elections and who may be running for the presidency in 2016. A lot of things are changing because of Obamacare, right, which is the number one. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag here. Maybe we put the two of them together. But Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, is going to be the decider, is it not, in the midterm elections this fall?
I don't know if it's going to be the decider, but it certainly is one of the main issues out there. You know, a lot of Republicans are running on the platform that they will repeal Obamacare. And I'm sure that there might be a presidential, connection to that when 2016 comes around. Obamacare is a hot topic, but there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and we've reached a point in American politics where between midterm elections, which are always 2 years away, and the presidential election every 4 years, we're always in election season, and the connection between the midterm and the presidential elections is profound. So, the presidential election is going on, and we're in a nonstop conversation about it.
Number two this week, the shooting at Fort Hood. Lots of people reminiscing, if you will, about what happened in 2009 with Major Hassan shooting those 13 soldiers. That was a terrorist attack. This was not. I wonder what happens to the families of those who were killed legally. Can they sue the government? I guess you can't sue the government, or can you, in this circumstance? What happens to these?
I'm not really sure about that. That certainly is an interesting question. Most of the conversation has been about the psychological profile of the people that commit these terrible acts. And that's been a lot of the discussion. You know, what's the connection to illegal weapons? What's the connection to mental illness? Gun control, mental illness, profile of personality. These are the three elements that are in the mix in terms of this conversation.
Yeah, and it is where in the world you go with it. That's really the question. Where is it that we need to understand how these people are brought into the service, how they are screened? This guy didn't really have any service. He didn't really go to any theater of war. So why does he have PTSD or whatever it's called, post-traumatic stress disorder? And then the other thing that comes out of this discussion, Michael, on talk radio is how abysmally, horribly the Veterans Administration takes care of some of their own with regard to these maladies. In fact, they have gone so far as to muster out, throw out soldiers, dishonorable discharge, so they don't have to treat them. Find ways of dishonorably discharging soldiers so they don't have to treat them. It's a disgrace.
Yeah, well, I mean, the treatment of veterans the treatment of veterans is just abysmal, and that's something that we can't talk about enough, because we do not take care of our veterans properly in this country. We just don't. In terms of the psychology of it all, remember earlier we were talking about Hollywood movies. Again, remember growing up watching war movies?
Yeah,
how, matter of fact, it was that soldiers were at war. I mean, they were at war, and they're shooting around them, and they're blowing each other up, and guys are getting killed and all that.
Give
the truth of the matter is that it's a terrifying, psychologically distressing, mind-breaking, gut-wrenching, horrible thing.
Yeah.
And we are first starting to realize that. Isn't that amazing? We're first starting to fully come to grips with that.
Well, Saving Private Ryan, I think that Steven Spielberg movie with Tom Hanks and Matt Damon, whoever else was in it, it was really an eye-opener for a lot of people. I know some people in my family who were in the war, and they saw that movie and said, that's what it was like. That movie was what depicted it better than all the other John Wayne movies or whatever you would see that didn't depict this the real horrors of it. It's just, it was beyond belief. Okay, we discussed already, number one, the criticism of Obamacare and Affordable Care Act. So that wraps it up, our overview of the items that Talkers Magazine thinks were the big, the hot hits, the big topics this week. Michael Harrison here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, find out what's going on in the world of talk radio at Talkers.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time now to continue here with our overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal authority here on the Countdown and also in my Good Day program. He's a professor at Bentley University, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft, and yet has another book coming out on scams and problems people go through. When is the book coming out?
Well, you know, this is one that in the wake of the Target hacking, my publisher, Pearson Press, is trying to get out quickly. So it'll be out this spring.
All right, good. Look forward to that and talking about what's in there as you help people avoid scams. The website, by the way, for the avoidance of scams, check all of the things out that you're getting solicited to do. There are always 9 or 10 of these things that come across my desk every week, and I know they're scams. You can check out the website Scamaside, S-C-A-M-A-S-I-D-E, Scamaside.com, for a reference and a check on things that may be the phone scams, email scams, scams for retirees, all of that stuff, and scams, any kind of any disruption, and people setting up ways to help people who may have been disrupted in their lives. The tornadoes this week in the Midwest, you can be sure there'll be people, oh, help save the families of the, and they'll, you know, take your money from you, and you'll, it never goes to where it's supposed to go. So you got to check all those out. Meanwhile, with regard to the Countdown and the items in the top 10 list that have legal ramifications, number two is that shooting at Fort Hood. My curiosity brought me around to wondering what happens to the families of the deceased. legally, can they sue the government? Do they have care? Is there part of whatever is in the military code of WATSIS to take care of families when the breadwinner is killed, murdered horribly in a situation like this, Stephen?
Yeah, there will be benefits that are paid to the families of the victims, but there won't be anything as far as lawsuits for negligence. There is immunity for the military, and I'm not sure if they did anything wrong. One of the things that bothers me is Fort Hood, where this occurred, and was the same place that we had this this other major shooting, and in both instances the two soldiers got their guns at a place called Guns Galore, a store nearby. And I really think we have to do some better screening of the people that are able to get guns.
All right. And there's nothing to add to that. Guns Galore says it all. All right, next
exactly.
Item here, the Supreme Court, number four on the countdown this week. Number four is the Supreme Court campaign donation ruling. If you were upset before by Citizens United, you'll be apoplectic now. This is the most damnable, outrageous, the judgment that these people have brought to the... There's no law involved in this. It's all influence and power and money, and it's disgusting. All right, so that's my read on it. What's yours, legally and otherwise?
You know, unfortunately, I have to agree with you totally. We had laws going back to the times of Teddy Roosevelt that recognized that the corrupting influence of money. We had Republicans and Democrats can't agree on anything, but we had the McCain-Feingold bill that put some reasonable limitations. Frankly, they didn't even go far enough. They were minor. It had to do with even a money that was poisoning it. Well, you couldn't do it in the last month of the campaign. Citizens United gutted that, and it was a Supreme Court decision that they didn't have to make. Usually they interpret cases narrowly, but they decided to turn it into big corporations or people, and they should be unlimited in being able to put their money out there. Now they put the last nail in the coffin, and the decision this week in a 5-4 decision is absolutely an abomination. It goes against 100 years of precedence, and frankly, this is just an agenda of Justice Roberts to allow this to be the best government that money can buy.
So is it legal, though, to get down to brass tacks? Who can argue? Where do you go? How do you appeal a Supreme Court ruling like this?
That's it. The Supreme Court has made its decision. I don't think the decision is a good one. I think hopefully someday it could be overturned.
Yeah.
That's a very difficult thing to do, but it happens. But nope, there is no place to appeal. The one thing is there could be, as happened with Citizens United, there's the possibility of some kind of further regulations. But frankly, showing what the Supreme Court has done in response to these regulations, they'd probably overturn those. I'll tell you, one of the worst things going back to Citizens United, Clarence Thomas was one that was in favor of the decision. He said, there'll be no problem because people will know who's putting this money in. Well, guess what? Congress gutted all the rules, so now people can not only buy the elections, but you don't even have to know who they are.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney here on the Doug Stephan program. That's the overview of some of the issues from the countdown this week. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.